Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
Like so many Americans, I greeted the inauguration with elation and disbelief, but I also felt a particular kind of gratitude based on my family's strand of American history, not the history of slavery and civil rights, but of slave ownership and segregation. I was born in a very different Washington, D.C. than the city the Obamas now call home. I grew up in the virtual apartheid of Upper Northwest in the 1970s, and I'm the direct descendant of plantation owners who used slave labor to grow cotton in North and South Carolina. My ancestor, Confederate General Dodson Ramsar, fought at Gettysburg and died at Cedar Creek in 1864. A generation later, my great-grandfather, Nathaniel Dial, represented South Carolina in the Senate. He had earlier declined the ambassadorship to Haiti with a cable that unselfconsciously used what's now called the N-word. By my parents' time, the world had changed enough that they remained largely silent on our family history. We'd moved a mile into Maryland before the city burned in April 1968, and there I learned to swim and play tennis at a whites-only club. To be sure, my ancestors wouldn't recognize the many faces of my family today. My partner Rob is an immigrant, and we're raising a Latino son and a biracial daughter. I've always known that coming to terms with my heritage would be an ongoing challenge for us. But these days, I don't feel like I'm taking on that challenge alone. I'm grateful that President Obama has moved the national conversation on race beyond the fantasy of a colorblind future that erases the past. I don't recite my lineage to repudiate my family and congratulate myself. It's not that simple. To echo Mr. Obama's groundbreaking speech on race, they're a part of me and they're part of America. Rob, the kids, and I are an example of that American complexity, and we're definitely not post-race. Listening to the inauguration with my kids, I was grateful that a past we cannot ignore and a future we must nurture have been pushed out into the open. Not yet three, Louisa beamed and shouted whenever she heard the president say her middle name. That simple, beautiful word, hope. With a perspective, I'm John Perry.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.